Suspense. Springbok Radio present Suspense.
Got into this part of the ship. Easy. I don't want to upset the thing. I'd like to get my hands on the madman that left this behind here. This is where I start work. I better call up Control. He'll be wondering what's happening. Now, hello, Control. Q calling Control. Over.
Control to Q. We are receiving you. Over.
Listen, I've located the detonator. It's placed on the immediate right of the lower corner of the metal case of the bomb. I'm going to attempt to remove it. Keep listening in. Over.
Control to Q. Message received. Good luck, sir. Over.
Thanks. Right. Let's have a look at this nasty bit of work. That's fortunate. The cover cap's got a knurled head. A bit of an effort a pair of pliers should take care of that. It's moving slowly. That's it. Now for the detonator barrel. This is the tricky bit. Once the pier, that's curtains. Here it goes. It's moving. It's moving. Gently now. Oh, no!
Flavor Flow tea bags have been so popular that demand has exceeded supply. But we've put this right. Now you can get all you want. Strong, invigorating tea at less than 1 cent a cup. Join the new trend in tea. Flavor Flow tea bags. Quick and easy. No waste. No loose tea leaves. First in South Africa with a 30-pack. Braganza Flavor Flow. The modern tea for modern tastes.
Wat smaak soos 'n sjokoladebruismelk wat krak? Dis reg, Kellogg's Choco Flakes. Gooi slegs 'n gesonde hoop in die bord, voeg melk by en dis die ene bruismelk wat krak, krak, krak van pure lekkerte. En Kellogg's Choco Flakes is chokvol vitamine wat groeiende kinders elke dag nodig het. Voedsame, heerlike nuwe Kellogg's Choco Flakes, die beste vir u elke oggend.
Ride high, walk tall. Come on up to Paul Revere country, where rich and mellow tobaccos reward like the wide outdoors. Paul Revere, the toasted cigarette that gives you real smoking pleasure. For rich, full flavor, get into the saddle with Paul Revere.
Come in. Yeah, oh, it's you, Inspector. Oh, do come in. Yeah, make yourself comfortable.
Thanks. Cigarette, Mike?
Oh, thank you. Well, what do you make of this business?
Yes, that's why I'm here. Got nothing to go on yet, apart from a ship in the docks listing badly at its mooring. Have you any ideas?
Oh, thank you. Well, I have a few rather interesting things for you. Mostly guesswork, unfortunately.
I'd like to hear them just the same. Sorry about young Melroy. He was a good man.
Yes, he was one of the most experienced officers I had. You know, Inspector, it takes 5 years to train a good bomb disposal officer, and just 1 second to lose him. Trouble is, it makes people like me feel that somewhere in that training I failed him.
I know how you feel, Mike.
But do we fail them, Inspector?
No, we don't fail them. It's not easy being a senior officer, you know that. And we all feel the same way when we lose any of our staff in this manner. We're not inhuman.
Not as inhuman as that madman that devised that bomb.
Or mad woman. Don't forget the technology is not restricted to the male sex.
Yes, but highly unlikely.
What makes you so certain, Mike?
Oh, my knowledge of explosives.
Oh, continue. I'm listening.
Well, to be an expert on explosives and detonators, one has to be conditioned both mentally and technically.
It's the mental part that interests me at the moment.
Oh, no, now, don't misunderstand me. There are quite a number of women experts in the world, but it's more the exception than the rule. And in this case, well, I have three main reasons why I think it carries the hand mark of a man.
You're convinced it's an expert. Why?
First, the explosive used. It's TNT.
Uh-huh. And how do you know that?
Well, although the number two hold of the ship is flooded, we were able to recover some parts of the case of the bomb, plus a few unidentifiable components. These.
Hmm. Uh-huh.
Yes, now, we'll make a more thorough inspection when the ship goes into dry dock and the hold is drained. Meanwhile, you see these small dark patches on this part of the case, yeah?
Yes.
Well, our lab experts have tested them, and they contain traces of TNT. And also, we have a tape recording of the entire conversation of Captain Malroy from his reaching the bomb to the unfortunate explosion. I've prepared a transcript for you. His attempt to remove the detonator is recorded.
Well, my knowledge of explosives is very limited, Mike. What does that signify?
Well, it confirms the use of TNT. You see, unlike nitroglycerin that explodes with a spark or even a light blow, TNT requires the use of a detonator. Or in layman's talk, a small explosion to ignite the main charge.
Oh, I see. And the second reason, Mike?
Well, the person that planted the bomb had very little knowledge of sabotage on ships. As an expert on explosives, he certainly is, but not on their effects on a ship.
You seem fairly convinced of this.
Well, the chances are very remote, indeed, of any one person being expert in both sabotage and explosives. Both are highly specialized. In fact, very much regarded as a science. The man that planted that bomb was certainly an expert on explosives, but not on sabotage.
Is there any proof to support this?
Well, the extent of damage to the ship could have been greatly increased had he chosen a more suitable spot to place the bomb. Yes, you see, with the amount of charge I estimated he used, he could well have totally destroyed that ship, eh?
Yes, and in so doing would have blocked for months one complete side of the docking space of the port. Not so mad after all, eh, Mike?
Well, it depends on how you look at it, Inspector. Close off our South African ports and the result to the free world. Well, I leave that to your own imagination.
So you're convinced it's sabotage?
Well, let me show you my final reason.
Show me.
I'm certain that the bomb used was smuggled and transported through the border in parts, then later assembled for use when the situation at the docks became favorable.
You're guessing?
Only as far as there. Now, here. Yeah, take this magnifying glass here.
Thanks, yes.
Now, just look at that small, almost undefinable stamp mark there.
Yes.
It's supposed, I assume, to be a trademark of some kind.
Yes, it doesn't resemble anything positive. Although its design's most unusual.
Most unusual, Inspector. In fact, I've only seen it once before.
Oh, really? Where?
The same mark was carried on all the weapons and explosives taken from terrorists that were captured when they tried to infiltrate our borders.
Stand watch.
Harry!
Where's that idiot got to? Harry!
Stop shouting. I'm not deaf.
I sometimes wonder. What you doing over that side?
Watching.
Watching what?
All these cops. There's thousands of them on the dockside. I've never seen so many before. There must be trouble.
Where? Move over. Let me see. Oh, you're right. Must be looking for somebody.
Oh, well, it ain't me. I ain't been off this ship since we docked 2 days ago. But you have.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing.
And that's how it better be.
What did you bring back in that suitcase?
Washing. And that's all.
Oh. Well, it's no good 'em looking on this old tub. The only troublemaker we got's the engine.
That's a good thing to remember, Harry. Sometimes I wonder if you've got a brain at all.
Here, Alf, they're coming aboard. Here, what should we do?
Leave us to me. You just shut your mouth and mind your manners. And only speak when you're spoken to, understand?
Right, Chief.
Police CID coming aboard!
Do you hear that, Alf? It's the CID. Yeah, we're for it.
You remember what I said, Harry. You leave it talking to me, okay?
Right, Chief.
That way we may stay out of trouble.
Good evening. Lynch, criminal investigation.
Yes. What can we do for you, Inspector?
It's probably the other way round, what I can do for you. You're on watch, I assume?
That's right. I'm Alf Ellis, chief engineer. This here is Harry Binks. He's the ship's handyman. I was just wondering how you reckon you can help us. I didn't think we needed any help.
You may possibly change your mind about that when you hear what I've got to say.
Whatever you've got to say, Inspector.
I told you to shut your big mouth. Now shut it and keep it shut.
You seem a little worried, Ellis. What's the matter? Something troubling you?
There's nothing troubling me. I just don't like police stamping all over my ship, that's all.
I'll give you food for thought on that point, Ellis, right now.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You've probably noticed the activity on the docks, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We thought you were looking for somebody.
We are. There's someone and something.
Makes sense, Inspector. If we can help, we will.
We've reason to believe that someone will attempt to sabotage one of the ships at present in the docks.
What? But why?
If I could explain that, many irresponsible actions by so-called responsible people would make sense. I just can't answer for it.
How do you think he'll do it, Inspector?
He's already made one fairly successful attempt. 2 days ago, to be precise. The Sabrina.
Yeah, we heard about that. Something about an explosion in the hold. But we thought that was an accident.
The accident part you can forget about. It cost the life of a bomb disposal officer. He was trying to save the ship.
Why, in heaven's name, would anyone want to blow up a ship?
It's a strange world in which we live, Ellis. Many things fail to make sense.
Well, things are coming to a pretty pass. It's bad enough that we have to put up with the risks at sea without coming into port where some madman's waiting with a bomb ready to blow you to kingdom come. Oh, you any idea what he looks like?
That's the trouble. We don't.
Could be anybody, then. I mean, we could have a bomb planted even aboard this ship.
Exactly.
Oh, doesn't bear thinking about. What help do you need, Inspector?
Never thought I'd see the day I'd be helping the cops.
The trouble is with you, Harry. You never could think.
I need information badly and very quickly, if I'm not mistaken. Have you seen any kind of suspicious or unusual activity on or around your own ship or any of the other ships in the docks?
I haven't, but what about you, Harry? This is your watch.
Well, do you want me to speak?
Of course I do, you stupid lout. If you know anything, tell the Inspector.
No, I ain't seen anything.
No, Harry, I don't know why the skipper ever lets you stand watch.
Well, I ain't seen anything. That's the honest truth.
Oh, he seems pretty sure about that, Inspector. He hasn't got the brains to lie.
Harry, has anyone come aboard in the last 3 hours?
Not that I've seen.
What do you mean, not that you've seen?
Well, I wasn't on deck all the time.
What? What are you saying?
Oh, you know how it is, Chief. Nobody ever comes under this old tub.
Oh, no, nobody. Only some maniac carrying a bomb. You listen to me, Harry. Just how long were you away and where'd you go?
Well, I was only away about 15 minutes. I went down to the galley for a bite to eat and a cup of tea. You know, we all do.
You certainly picked a bright time to do it.
Well, how was I to know? Anyway, we don't know for certain that anyone has tried to blow up the ship.
No, but it's possible, you idiot. And if you'd been doing your job, we could at least have been certain.
So that means this ship was left unguarded for approximately 15 minutes. It's long enough.
Yeah, I'm afraid so, Inspector. But we'll put that right for you now. Come on, Harry, you get off your haunches, you take the port side, and the Inspector and me will take the starboard.
Right.
And we turn this ship upside down to make sure nobody's left something nasty behind. Now get moving, Harry.
Right, Chief.
You think he'll look carefully enough?
Yeah, he will, never fear. He'll be thorough. He's obeying the rule of all seamen. Save the ship, even if it is an old tub.
And I'm trying to save a port and lives, incidentally, even ours. I hate to say this, but I can't help feeling that we're standing on a floating bomb.
And here's South Pole weatherman Cecil Windermere with a message for his parents back home in South Africa.
Hello, Mommy. This is Cecil. I'm wearing the woolly socks in it at me. Ma, please send us some Van Riebeek instant coffee. because every time the boss sees my work, he says, give me strength.
Van Riebeck Instant Coffee is now rich roasted to liven up the flavor, coarse-grained to lock in all the strength. That's why Van Riebeck goes down strong.
Pon spray and stay, bihara spray, varihara betuel, mar oosu sachis. Bitty no a betoverende keuze van parfum.
Die vrolijke spray and stay geur wat ik ken en die nieuwe koketterige caprice.
Pon spray and stay knap inderdaad die haren op terwijl dit betuel.
Omdat spray and stay niet één, maar twee speciale opknappers bevat.
Wonderlijke Pon spray and stay.
Van die hangen van die Tolbachvallei komt die voortreffelijkste van die natuurlijke wijnen, Witzenberg, die wijn van die land.
Semi-soet natuurlijke wit Witzenberg Oppenheim.
Droe wit Witzenberg Winterhoek.
Lichte rooi Witzenberg Rivoli.
Vol doch delicate Witzenberg Rosé.
Die smakelijk prikkelende wijnen wat te aangenaam is om net bij maaltijden te genieten. Witzenberg, die wijn van die land.
Inspector, mind where you put your feet.
Shall we try the crew's quarters first?
I think we should leave that to last. There's always some of the crew moving about down there. Not much chance to plant a bomb there. Besides, only an idiot would put a bomb there.
Oh, what makes you say that?
Well, the cabins don't lead anywhere. Also, they're not below the waterline.
Yeah, it makes sense. Where would you suggest we start?
The holds. We'll take number one first. I'll lead away. This is it. Under this cover.
I always thought they were secured. Why are they loose now?
Well, we're in port. We release all the hatches ready to discharge the cargo. Saves a bit of time. Not much, but a skipper thinks so. And you don't argue with him. Here, give me a hand with the inspection cover.
Right. Hold it. There's something moving on the far side. Look over there.
Oh, she. Leave them to me.
Stay where you are. This is my job. Just keep on my way. Oh, well, that's that. Some saboteur.
Well, I wonder what he's doing on deck at this time of night.
That your cabin is?
Yeah, but I can't think of what he's doing now.
Well, I think I know why. Do you know much about cats, Ennis?
No, not much, Inspector. This one's my pet. I feed him. He seems to do nothing but sleep all the time. Still, he's company.
He's probably done a great amount more for you tonight. It's like saving your life.
What are you talking about? This cat saved my life? Are you serious?
I've never been more serious in my life. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
You'd better explain, Inspector.
Look, cats, Ellis, are creatures of habit. There are exceptions, of course. But they nearly always sleep in the same place. In a ship, this would be a necessity owing to the confined space. Now, where does our friend over there usually sleep?
Why, he always sleeps next to the bulkhead in number two hold. Why are you asking me all this?
The patient, you'll see. Now, why is our friend over there not in his usual sleeping place? Why, Ellis?
The only thing I can think of is there's something stopping him. I feed him every day. He never moves out of the hold. Wait, I see what you mean. Something could...
Exactly. I think we should go and take a look at number two hold and see what it is that's occupying our cat friend's sleeping space. And I'll be very surprised if it's not a nasty flat box containing a generous helping of TNT.
This is number two hold, Inspector. Look, the inspection cover's been moved.
Yeah.
Leave this to me. I'll go in and get him. I'll give him a shock he'll never forget.
I've told you before, this is my job. Now, get out of my way. I'm getting into that hold.
Well, I'm not trying to do your job, but remember, I know this ship. None of the cargo in this hold is secured. It's due to be unloaded at 4 in the morning. It's all loose. One false step will bring it all crashing down. And if you happen to be underneath, heaven help you. It's heavy machinery.
I'll be careful. But I must get my hands on the man that's planted it.
I thought it was the bomb you were interested in. What difference does a man make at this stage?
I'm interested in both, but the man is more important at present.
Well, maybe I'm simple. Go on, tell me.
Look, there's every possibility that the rat has already planted the bomb and set its machinery in motion. And I'm not forgetting that it's cost the life of a very able demolition expert probably because of the type of improved detonator used. Now, if I can get my hands on this madman, we can get the answers and neutralize the thing without risking another fatality.
I understand, Inspector.
Hope you do, Ellis. Incidentally, is there any other way out of this hole besides this one?
None. Oh, I hope you know what you're doing.
I do. Now, you wait here. Which way is the bulkhead?
On the far left corner. Now, mind your footing, though. There's a small drainage channel about a foot deep that runs around the edge of the hold.
Oh, thanks. I'll remember that.
Oh, say this for you. You got nerve. Don't forget to watch out for those packing cases. If one falls on you, it's curtains in no uncertain manner.
Yes. Can't use my torch. Must try and get round these packing cases. I'll be able to see a little better when my eyes get used to the dark. What was that? Yes, something moving. I can't quite make it out. Yes, there it is. I thought so. So that's where you are. If I can only get round these packing cases, I'll be almost on you, and then we'll see how you like a taste of your own medicine. Right, here goes. Hey, what the...
Inspector! Inspector, where are you? What's happened? Are you all right? Inspector! Inspector, for heaven's sake, answer me!
He must be dead or very badly injured. Inspector, where are you?
There's no need to shout, Ellis. I'm here.
What were those shots? Are you hurt?
No, but our friend down there is permanently. He fell against the packing cases. The top one dropped on him. He's only any use to an undertaker now. Didn't even get near him. Must have panicked.
You don't think there's any chance for him?
With about 12 tons of machinery on him? If you can stand it, go and take a look for yourself.
No, thanks. Any sign of the bomb?
Oh, yes, I found that. It's on the bulkhead, as I thought. In a long, flat box about the size of a large suitcase. And it's ticking away like a grandfather clock. That'll be Major Stafford. I radioed him.
That's a bloke that's going to try, Inspector.
The same. I just hope nothing goes wrong.
Well, why don't you let me try? Lift a bomb out of the hold and throw it overboard.
No, it's not as simple as that. You see, the people that devise these things take care of that same possibility. If anyone moves the bomb after it's set, it'll automatically explode. Nope, there's only one chance, and that's to remove the detonator. Here's the Major now.
Yeah, hello, Inspector. You found a nasty toy for me to play with, eh?
It's anything but a toy, Mike. We've also got the saboteur.
Yes, so I hear. Any luck on identification?
No chance. He's under 12 tons of machinery.
In the same hole?
That's right. How long do you think we have before...
Before it blows? Yeah. Well, there's no way of telling. Anyway, let's do business, eh? I want you to clear all personnel from the ship and the immediate surrounds.
I'll do that for you. I'll supervise it myself.
And Inspector?
Yeah?
That also means you. Now, I don't mean to be unkind, but this is my job. You can help me only by keeping out of range.
But you're going to do this job yourself. Yeah. But you've got trained officers for this work.
Yeah, I know. This type of detonator is unknown to us as yet. I can't risk anyone else.
Only yourself. Look, Mike, you don't have to prove anything.
I'm not trying to. We'll meet this type of detonator again. This time, I want to be ready.
As you wish, but I only hope you know what you're doing.
That's just the trouble, Inspector. No. I don't.
All right. Come on, everybody. Clear the ship. Don't dawdle. Make it as quick as you can. Officer, get him moving there.
Right, sir. Come on, you lot, move off, please.
Inspector, don't you think that Major bloke's a bit off his head?
Yes, Ellis. Just like you. Remember, you wanted to pick up the bomb and throw it overboard. It's the kind of madness I admire.
Oh, think nothing of it, Inspector.
Cue to control. Cue to control.
Control to cue. Receiving your ladder. Clear. Over.
I'm in position. Leave all sets open and tape record the operation. Over.
Control to cue. Message received and understood. Listening. Over now.
Let's have a good look at you. I see. And there's the detonator. And the cover cap that Captain Marroy described. It's safe to remove that anyway. Apply it. So far, so good. Now for the tricky part. And what's this? What from Bath is a small hole doing in the side. It looks as if the side of the bomb case has been punctured. But why? It's obviously recent. The paint is chipped. And the edges are sort of bent in. As if someone's pushed a spike through. I wish that blasted clock had shut up. What am I saying? If that clock stops, the bomb explodes. I must think. Now, what was it? Yeah, the bomb exploded on Melroy when he tried to remove the detonator. Now, that means one of two things. Either the wiring has a second circuit or a second detonator. Yes, well, the latter seems most likely. Let's have another good look at the case here. Nothing that side. How about this one? What's this? It can't be it. It's covered with paint. It's still wet. Where's the file? Let's have a look at it. I was right. A second detonator. It's a bit too big to use pliers on. I have to use the grips. Where the heck are they? There's glass. Let's get them on. That's it. Just fine. Let's try and move it. Chosen the right one. Gently now. What the? What's happened? The time clock has stopped. The bomb should have exploded.
Vandaag se mees verfrissende drankie. Natuurlijk, Appetizer is so perfect vir enige dors. Geniet Appetizer, de slechts natuurlijke verkoeking.
Dunhill, the most distinguished cigarette in the world, is now available in 20s at 24 cents and 30s at 35 cents. Dunhill King Size is a cigarette in the true Dunhill tradition, created by our blenders from tobaccos of exceptional quality to be the world's finest king-size cigarette. Dunhill King Size, from the most distinguished tobacco house in the world.
Here's Mike, heading out to sea.
Yes. Doesn't it make you feel a little sad when you see a ship leaving port, Inspector?
Normally, yes. But in this particular case, no. If it hadn't been for your efforts, that ship we're now watching leave port could well have been lying in 60 feet of water right here. I'm more than pleased to see her go.
Well, the credit for that is shared between us and our dead saboteur.
Credit? For that rat? Mike, what nonsense is this?
I'll let you into a little secret. You remember the mysterious small hole in the side of the bomb case?
Yes.
Well, after I was able to remove the two detonators, I found this lying inside the case. You'll recognize it, no doubt.
Mm. Well, yes, of course. It's a spent bullet.
Mm.
Good grief. It must have been one of the wild shots he fired at me. It probably glanced off the side of the hole and entered the case of the bomb. Another inch and...
Not even that. Only a fraction was needed. Anyway, in its passage through the case, it severed the link wire to the second detonator. That's why the bomb didn't explode. Simple. Yeah. You look a little pale, Inspector.
I think we should go for some coffee.
Suspense, adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe.